finance and economics.
Corn laws sighed, 175 years on. The appeal of peel and repeal. What the end of Britain's corn laws in 1846 says about free trade today.
About half of most British people's income in the 1830s and 1840s was spent on food. Hunger was commonplace, occasionally sparking riots. Contributing to the high cost were tariffs on imported grain, called the Corn Laws, which soared as high as 80%. The system enriched aristocratic landowners, when most Britons were not allowed to serve in Parliament or vote. Facing public anger, a famine in Ireland, and fears of starvation in Britain, the Prime Minister Robert Peel introduced legislation to end the tariffs. On June 25, 1846, the House of Lords repealed the Corn Laws, following a House of Commons vote a month earlier. It marked a major moment in the history of open economies. How it was achieved offers lessons to those defending the global trading system today. The first lesson is to organise a broad coalition and creatively use the media. It was not simply the poor who had an interest in lower grain prices. A new generation of prosperous manufacturers and moral-minded aristocrats joined forces. They established what might be one of the first lobbying groups, the Anti-Corn Law League, which hosted rallies, financed research, and supported political candidates. Books and pamphlets sprang up to make the case. The Economist itself was founded in 1843 to campaign for the abolition of the Corn Laws and for free trade.